Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dr. Francis Sundaraj was born in Madras, India. He graduated from Madras Christian College, Union Biblical Seminary, Princeton Theological Seminary, and Wheaton College. He's been a chemist, a pastor of Methodist churches throughout India, a district superintendent while pastoring the largest Indian church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and general secretary with the Evangelical Fellowship of Asia. He's married to Sheila, has two children, Malika Ruth, married to John Samuel, and Samuel, who's married to Sandra. They have one granddaughter, Rachel. Now, the reason we have our program, and I have guests like Dr. Francis Sundaraj, who has had tremendous impact among Indian people, the Indian people all over the world, and others of various backgrounds throughout Asia and beyond, is because of the immensity of the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, for the world, and yes, for you. You, my dear friend, whatever you're faced with, whatever you're going through right now, know this. Know that God knows you and God loves you. And he sends Francis Sundaraj to share his story in a way that's going to touch you. You see, Jesus has touched his life. He who died on the cross for our sins. Jesus who shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who touches people throughout India, throughout the continents of the world, is calling on you now to open your heart to receive him as your Savior and Lord. Dr. Sundaraj continues to be involved in ministry in Hyderabad and Secunderabad. He's involved with City Care Network and India Missions Association as an advisor. Open your heart today to Christ, and as you do, it is our desire that you would gain much in this heart-to-heart sharing with Francis Sundaraj. Dr. Sundaraj, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chennai, a city in South India, formerly known as Madras. And I had my school education as well as college education in that city. And that city is known for music and art and education. Yes, I grew up there.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I was influenced by various factors. The early days in my life, I was very much associated with my church and the worship services, the Sunday school, and I started singing in the choir. Then some of the teachers, the school where I studied, the teachers who taught me, I was observing their life, and I found them to be very dedicated, committed to the work that was assigned to them. And also I must say that I was influenced by some movies. Those days we used to see some Hollywood movies. Mm-hmm. We had a cinema theater in our area, and showing the English movies. For instance, movies like Robe and Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur. Mm. And all this really influenced me during my high school days. And, of course, my own grandmother, she played a great role. At that time, I did not realize the significance, the role that she played in my life. Her love, her prayerful, you know, she was very prayerful, very disciplined, and sacrificial. I must say that my mother also influenced me a great deal, and again, very disciplined and very prayerful and sacrificial. Yeah, these are some people, and also some of the factors influenced me a great deal in my early days.
Dr. Sundaraj, when you saw those movies, Ben-Hur, The Ten Commandments, how did it fire up your imagination?
You know, the interesting part of that, you know, the dialogues, the deep, you know, the whole dialogue and the story value, and of course the action, the way that these pictures were taken, really touched my heart. I must say the words that were spoken by various people, you know, they are based on the Bible. So these things really touched me in my life. I must say that God used these movies to some extent to lead me step by step to enter into this glorious fellowship and relationship with Him.
Let's take a moment there, Doctor. Let's talk about that. How did you become a Christian?
You know, I grew up in a traditional, nominal Christian family. My parents were regular members of a nearby Anglican church in the city of Chennai. Then what happened when I was a teenager? At the age of 17, I remember something very significant happened to me. I saw a transformation in the lives of some people whom I knew quite well. And they claimed to be born-again Christians, born-again in Christ. So one evening, I very well remember, with their encouragement, I attended the Youth for Christ rally in the city. And the speaker, he was sharing the gospel message, very clear, salvation in Christ, the need to accept Him, to lead a meaningful and purposeful life, the liberation from the bondage of sin and freedom in Christ. And the Lord touched me as He was preaching. And the Spirit of God convicted me of my sins and the need to have Christ as my Savior. After some struggle within me, I gave myself to Christ in faith. After the rally was over, a man of God came to me and he said, "You would like to counsel me?" So he counseled me and prayed with me. And that is how I became a Christian. But later what happened, I could sense a great change within me, spending time in reading God's Word, praying, and getting involved in reaching out and seeking the company of fellow believers. And there was a joy in me, joy and the assurance of salvation and the presence of the Lord in my life. But as days went by, I began to realize that in spite of the assurance of salvation in Christ and the availability of His grace, I must, as the Apostle Paul says, work out and make efforts to continue to walk in Christ. So there were times when I could not hold on, times when I went astray. I was disappointed and desperate. It was in this condition I met a man of God, a pastor of a nearby Methodist church, and I shared with him my desperation. And so he was very kind to me. He listened to me patiently, and then finally prayed with me. And before I left the place, he gave me a verse from the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, which says, "The one who calls you is faithful, and that verse has become my life text. I hold on to that assurance that I find in the Word of God. That's why I became a Christian, and the Lord led me through.
What was the significance of that verse that has captivated your heart?
The faithfulness of God in at all times and through all trials and victories and failures and success and the midst of sadness and disappointments and frustration. I held on to this verse. I still do that. And I find him to be extremely faithful to me and giving me the assurance and rekindling that inner glow that I have because of him. And then the rededication and commitment and that wonderful assurance keeps me going on and in spite of what happens to me. It's a great help to me.
Dr. Sundaraj, I think your a moment of your reflection as you have shared, particularly this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, really speaks to a need in our world today, a world of so much change, a world that it seems like life is moving so quickly. And of course, along with that, decisions are made. So many times we feel as though we are not proactive, but we are reactive. We're reacting to things that are happening around us, and things can very much feel out of control.
Yes.
And yet, when you talk about the faithfulness of Christ, it brings a sense of stability. It brings a sense of purpose in spite of that, because of who God is. When we come back, you'll hear more from Dr. Francis Sundaraj. He is involved with City Care Network and India Missions Association as an advisor there. A man of wisdom, a man of great experience, sharing heart to heart with you more. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, the call to ministry is a mysterious call. How does one know that the Lord God is calling you into full-time service? How do you know that? How do you hear from God? And what happens after that? And how does God open doors to study at such prestigious places like Princeton? This is the story of Dr. Francis Sundarach, who's with us today by phone from Seattle, Washington. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now and you'd like to find out more about our broadcast and access other resources, go to the website, go our website, thegoodlifehawaii.com. In fact, if you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety for free, a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Francis Sundarach is with me, Dr. Francis Sundarach. Dr. Sundarach, when did God call you into ministry?
It was in 1961. I remember there was a week-long Deeper Life convention in my church in Chennai, and I was 25 years old at the time. In one of the meetings, after a spirit-filled sermon, the preacher invited the people to dedicate themselves to full-time Christian ministry. Moved by the Holy Spirit, I went to the altar and surrendered myself to the Lord. And I prayed to him. I said, "Lord, I am willing to go. Please help me and guide me when I should step out." A few months later, I received an invitation to join a company owned by a well-known Christian family in my city. I thought about it, and at that point I felt maybe God wanted me to work and give part of my income to those who labor in this vineyard. Mm-hmm. So I accepted the invitation and joined the company. And 2 months later, the company sent me to another city for training in manufacturing paints. There in that city, I was deeply disturbed in my heart due to my disobedience to the call of God. There was a great struggle within me. And after much prayer and being totally convinced of the call of God, I resigned my job and proceeded to Union Biblical Seminary in central India.
And Dr. Sundarach, at this point, around the age of 25, Were you, because you have a background in chemistry, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's
undergraduate studies in chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So there we call it graduate studies.
Okay. So yes. Were you working as a chemist?
Yes, I was working as a chemist, Danny. After my, after I finished my studies, I worked as a chemist in waterworks department of Corporation of Chennai, Madras, in my city. And as a chemist, my job was to purify the water, the drinking water, so use chemicals for that purpose. Mm. I was there for about 1.5 years, and then another company invited me to join them. That company is known as Tube Products of India, very close to the city of Chennai. And so there my responsibility is to do enameling, and we call it annealing, and sending the steel tubes into a furnace and repeating the process till that the hardness of the steel agrees with the standard set by the government And those steel tubes were used for making bicycles and conduit pipes for various other reasons. And so I was there again for about 2 years.
So your work as a chemist began to converge at this point where God was beginning to call you.
Yes. There was a deep disturbance within me right through, and a sense of feeling, you know, that I was not obedient to his call. Often I used to think, I think that was the work of the Spirit, think, you know, suppose I resign this job. There are hundreds of young people who are willing to come over here, apply, and get the job. But who will go to the ministry? Who will go and do the outreach work? Go as a missionary or a pastor? Very few young people respond to that. So the issue before me was, what are you doing about it? Why don't you step out? So that was there, and that struggle within me. And at one point later, you know, when I was doing my paint manufacturing, the training, I could not resist that. So finally I said, Lord, here am I. I am willing to go, come what may. So I wrote to my parents, and they said, you wait for a while, and because we need your income to educate your younger brother. And but I could not resist. So what I did, without telling my parents, I went to the seminary. Fortunately, I got admission there and started doing the Bachelor of Divinity Studies there. So that's how I went to the ministry. Then later, by God's grace, at one point, as I was a student there during Christmas time, I said to myself, I must go back to Chennai and spend time with my parents, and I must make them to realize that this is of the Lord, and I am there to pray for them, help them in all possible ways, and I must maintain my relationship with my parents. So after finishing my studies, I joined the pastoral team in my church, and during that period, I stayed with my parents, and by the grace of God, made them to realize that this is of the Lord. It is God who has called me. It is not my own effort. And they thoroughly understood, and they started being with me since then.
Were you married at that time?
During my pastoral ministry, I was an associate there. That time, Banu, I met her. She used to come to the church, and she was active in the youth fellowship. Her parents also very active. So I met Banu, but we didn't have any understanding. But a few months later, a mutual friend, he put this to us, you know, why don't you think of marrying each other, because you'll set your eyes on the ministry. So that led me to Banu, and she also felt that the Lord was leading her to me. And later we agreed to get married.
How did the Lord open the door for you to study at Princeton?
Danny, what happened during my days in the Union Biblical Seminary, I studied under a professor, and that professor studied in Princeton. He did his master's there. And he was an American missionary there. And through him, I came to know Princeton. I did not know much about Princeton at that point. You know, the great role Princeton has been playing over the years. Somehow I felt, you know, that I should go and study there. So I applied to Princeton with all the documents needed. And Princeton offered me to study master's in theology. Then the World Council of Churches came forward to give me full financial assistance.
Wow.
And that was 100%. That was amazing, Danny. They took care of my studies and my stay in Princeton. And then even medical insurance, they took care of it. Travel, everything was taken care of by them. So I joined Princeton And that was a great experience to me. My focus was pastoral care and administration. And at Princeton, some of my professors were conservative and some were liberal and radical. And it helped me a great deal in my thinking, in my approach to the ministry, the importance and necessity of holistic ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just evangelism, but also social action. It is not just social action, but also evangelism. Both should be combined together. And that's what we find in the life of Jesus. So that really, you know, it dawned on me in Princeton. And, you know, I could see both sides, the liberal and the evangelical, and even the radical. And so I thank God for that, you know, the need for a holistic ministry in discipling, in discipleship. So that's how I went to Princeton.
Your experience there, how do you feel it began to shape a vision that God was giving you for India and beyond that, for Asia?
Yes, what happened after finishing my studies, I went back, and for a year I taught in the seminary in India where I studied. But the Lord made it very clear to me that I should go back to the pastoral ministry and not just, you know, being within the four walls of a seminary and teaching. The Lord showed to me that's not your calling. So after a year, I went back to my pastoral ministry. And what happened since then, you know, whenever I see the poor, the exploited and victimized people, I just don't sympathize. I raise this question within me. Why this person is poor? Why this person is being exploited? Why this person is being victimized? Then I began to realize that we live in a fallen world and there is so much of injustice. The root cause is something else. So I must present the gospel to them, freedom from sin and freedom in Christ, that liberated life. And at the same time, I must also do something to help them, and maybe feeding the poor, and maybe a person who's being treated unjust, I must try to step in and help that person out. So that helped me a great deal, and that's what I try to do. Very interesting part that I must share this with you. When I was in Wheaton for a year to do another, you know, master's course, graduate studies, I did a research. It's very interesting. You know, Wheaton is very close to Chicago. So I did intercultural studies in Wheaton. And a part of it, I did cross-cultural research. So my research is getting into the first African-American sector in the city of Chicago. So I did some research there, went there with a couple of students, about 48 hours, seeing myself and connecting myself to a church there, and a community church, works among these poor, and doing social work. And then I felt, you know, I must take this experience with me back to India.
Dr. Sundaraj, let's take a moment and really reset as you're explaining that. Because now what you're experienced in Princeton, what I see, doctor, is that you had, you know, the social action and
yes,
the gospel. Then you
yes,
took it back and you saw it in India and you engaged both with the gospel and with the social action. They went hand in hand. I'm eager to hear what happened in your research. What did you discover when you went from Wheaton, Illinois, there at Wheaton College Graduate School, And when you went into the city of Chicago and joined the church, as you're explaining, what happened? What did you find out? And what is it that you took back, Dr. Sundaraj, that has made the difference in, again, the wings, as it were, of a bird, the bird of the gospel, the gospel of love and Christ, social action, and the message of Christ. More with Dr. Francis Sundaraj when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest.
Well,
one of the great dangers of academic study is that it can be so fascinating for someone that's inclined to academics, intellectual pursuits, that it becomes the marvel of theory without application. The application, or the absence of application, can result in virtual meaninglessness. There's no benefit to society. There's no benefit to people. However, if there is, through research, through study, through learning and growing and the expansion of the mind and the understanding, if there is application, ooh, boy, that's where things get really powerful, really impactful. And that's the life of Dr. Francis Sundarach, in the sense that he went to Princeton Seminary. He went to Union Biblical Seminary in India, then to Princeton. And he goes back to apply what he learned about the power of the gospel and also the necessity for social action. He was given opportunity at Wheaton College to do further graduate studies. And before our break, he was just explaining to us what he learned in the process, what he discovered in his research and how he applied it. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dr. Francis Sundarach is with us by phone from Seattle, Washington. Dr. Sundarach, what did you discover?
You mean my research, Danny, in Chicago?
Yes, your research.
Yes. You see, I saw the poor African-Americans there, and I noticed their, you know, sense of desperation, and in some cases I even could observe that anger in their eyes. And they're angry. Maybe I think they were angry because of what happened to them, their ancestors. And at the same time, I also met some young people who were working in that community center, the church there. And they were saying, you know, their ambition in life to come up, and they don't want their social welfare system. And they want to work hard and make their own living. And of course, you know, I could understand them because I started reading materials about the African-American, their history, slavery, how it came to this country, the way they suffered so much. And so I could understand. And even that discrimination is shown in places like that. They could not come out from that authorities' ghetto and have their own work, things like that, kind of being trapped in their own situation. And the Lord spoke to me because the gospel is the gospel for the poor, very much. You know, the so-called the elite, the religious people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees totally tried to ignore and also finding fault with him and trying to trap him. And finally, you know, one of the reasons for crucifixion, they were the cause. So he spent a lot of time with the publicans, and the poor and the downtrodden and the rejected people. I started noticing in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and New Testament, the word poor occurring so many times. And somehow it looked to me as though God is having some extra pity for the poor. Deep concern. So when I went back, as I live in India, you know, where there is so much of poverty, there are so many poor people. Of course, India is coming up in many areas, but at the same time, we have a lot of poor people, people suffering due to various reasons, social injustice, and a lot of people suffering in hunger and rejected by the so-called the upper caste groups. So the gospel, and thank God, you know, the Indian church does it. And in general, I'm saying, reaching out to the poor, the downtrodden, and a lot all these missionaries, you know, there's the India Missions Association missionaries. They work among the poor and do social action among them and winning them into the kingdom of God. So that kind of a sensitivity the Lord has given me as I walk with Him, and a new understanding of the Word of God, salvation, and social action.
When I was there with you in Hyderabad,
yes,
along with our Paradise Global Mission,
yes,
India team, we met a very dear man and a woman. His name was Dr. Sujai Suneta.
Yes,
of City Care Network. I remember him taking us to visit AIDS patients. I mean, these patients were dying, you know, on the threshold of death. And we went in to visit them, and we went to a leper colony.
Yes.
And we saw him in action. Dr. Sundaraj, when I saw Dr. Sujai Suneta in action, I had glimpses of Christ, you know, as though this is what Jesus would have done. And when we went to that leper colony, we drove, you probably know exactly where we were, but it was a long drive out to get there.
Yes, that's right. And I was with you, remember?
Yes, and no one wanted to come out until they saw, then I saw him going in, dressing their wounds.
Yes, I very well remember that. He was touching them.
Touching them.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he is a very tender person, Danny. He's a highly qualified man. He did his PhD in leprosy. But I tell you, he's very tender-hearted, very kind. He totally identifies himself with his people. You know, when he started this HIV/AIDS ministry, he was having these people at his home, and he was eating with them. Those days, you know, HIV/AIDS, you know, people did not have proper understanding, and it's all totally untouchable. But Sujai got them to his house and ate with them, laughed with them, prayed with them, and treated them so kindly. Yeah, Sujai is really wonderful. He's a very dear brother in Christ.
And his wife is Dr. Lavanya, right?
Yes, Lavanya. Yes, that's right. So, Lavanya did her PhD in genetics.
Yeah, yeah.
And they both worked. And now Lavanya understands that Sujai has gone back to his leprosy work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Lavanya has taken over this HIV/AIDS ministry.
You know,
and Sujai has become a resource person now. He is going to Australia. Sometimes he comes to U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and to share his experience with people. You know, the Lord is using this couple
in a
marvelous way. The great thing about them, they are so humble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they are so kind-hearted. Yeah. I'm glad, you know, you could see that work when you were there in India.
Well, to see the tenderness of of a man, of a woman, the kind of, we were invited into their home. I think our team were there to celebrate a wedding, an Indian wedding there. It was quite an experience for all of us.
Yes,
to see someone really, you know, in this way, you know, when it's easy to be a Christian, I think, when things are really easy and clean and neat, but when you're touching the downtrodden, the brokenhearted, I mean, you know, when Jesus talked about setting the captives free, I mean, I was looking at it with my own eyes, seeing someone touch people who are very broken. Dr. Sundaraj, when we come back, can we talk about a few lessons that you learned through your life of leadership? We've got leaders that are listening, people who are aspiring to become leaders. You're a world leader. You've and a spiritual leader, a biblical leader. Some lessons that you learned. Could you share some when we come back?
Yes, Danny, I'll do that.
You will hear from Dr. Francis Sundaraj about leadership and a little bit more. When we come back, stay with us.
wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Wisdom and leadership, many times they go hand in hand. You can gain wisdom, but you need to live life in order to gain wisdom, because you need to know how to apply certain principles in the unique way and time in which your current situation is given. And when you think about wisdom, quite often you think about leaders, because leaders have learned some things along the way, along with a leadership gift that God has given to them. And they've applied lessons that they've learned in life. It's a unique moment when you have a man of the stature of Dr. Francis Sundarach, who has led in a global way, who has a vision, a global vision, and who has been trained and nurtured in some of the finest institutions of the world. And at the same time, the depth of the biblical understanding and the application of that to make our society better in the name of Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and Dr. Francis Sundarach is in studio, he's with me in studio, but by phone from Seattle, Washington. And we're going to talk about leadership in this last segment, and also how lead and how it relates to family. You can find out more about this show, get this program in its entirety, and other resources of our ministry at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Sundarach, what lessons have you learned as a leader?
Danny, over the years, the Lord taught me a few lessons in my leadership positions, and I'm very grateful to Him. See, for instance, the necessity to be steadfast in my commitment to Christ. I remember book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, where the writer says, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, running the race, and perseverance, endurance. But whatever the situation may be, there are many things to pressurize us and take our mind away from Christ and the ministry he has given to us. We must make the determination to fix our eyes on him, and also a steadfast commitment to the ministry which God has given to us, whatever the ministry may be, and fixing our eyes on the ministry also, and doing our best. The other thing the Lord taught me is the necessity to be humble. And because whatever I am today is because of him, the grace of God. And the Lord taught me to be a servant leader, the need to be a servant. Christ is the best example, and he showed it to us in his life. And so a leader must be a servant or a playing coach. He must be a coach of the team, and also he must play along with the players in the team. And then doing our best in walking the talk. Often we find that there's a big gap between what we say and what we do. The Lord taught me that whatever I do for Christ must flow from being in Christ, so that is very important. The next lesson it taught me is to be sensitive to the receptor culture, but it's sensitive to the people whom I serve. In ministry we serve different kinds of people in different situations, and different religious groups, and economic differences, and so many other differences. So when I go and minister to them, I must be sensitive to them, feeling their pulse, and feeling along with them, the need to empathize with those people. And the Lord taught me one more lesson, and that is, I am a reconciler. As a leader, I am a builder, reconciling. And there is so much of hatred and animosity. We find this in the church also, due to various reasons, resentment and bitterness and hating each other. And so in that situation, I must play the role of being a reconciler and a builder. So these are lessons, Danny, the Lord taught me over the years. And I always pray to God to keep me like this till the final day comes in my life.
Many times, Dr. Sundaraj, I think you may resonate with me on this, where we can see the real authenticity or the integrity of a leader by the way their family, by getting to know their family. And I have had the privilege, and it really is that, to see Dr. Francis Sundaraj, the name, the man, the reputation, but in a different and unique way, through my relationship with one of my dearest friends from Biola University, Samuel Sundaraj, your dear son.
Yes.
And Dr. Sundaraj, when I met your son Samuel, I call him Vinod, he has had the greatest respect for you, and love and affection for you, and auntie, when we were together, and that's when you see that what you're talking about as a leader, that it has penetrated and lived out even in your family. the love, respect, and admiration that your son has had for you. And it has always touched me, and it touches me to this very day. And I believe that it as it just adds so much. What you've said has had so much gravity to it, but this all the more. Your family, Malika, Ruth, and now your granddaughter Rachel. What a blessing she is and has in you and Auntie. So, Dr. Sundaraj, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very important schedule that you have in your life to make time for this, to share with each one of our listeners as they hear us, in the discussion that we've had today, heart to heart. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope as you've listened today that you've been encouraged by the story of Dr. Francis Sundaraj. You know, as I always say, there's no better time than right now to do what Dr. Sundaraj has done time and again. Share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And it's our hope that you would indeed do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation I set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dr. Francis Sundaraj. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.